time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Gary and Mallory DeVincent. We're going to talk the car show for the Helper Arts Festival coming up, you know, the weekend of the 18th, 19th, and 20th of August. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Sunday, too, the 21st. I always forget Sunday for some reason. But, you know, we've talked about the arts festival itself. We've talked about the music. Now we got to talk about the car show. Because the car show is one of these things that, you know what, it always comes off without a hitch. And I mean, it seems like it's crazy. We're going to talk to these two about getting it up and getting it running. But it seems like it's just smooth, and there's always cars that show up and great-looking cars around the area and around the state. So we're going to talk about that with Gary and Mallory. You two, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having us.
You bet.
So let's dive right into this. The car show, as we were talking before we came on the air, it always seems like if you tell people you're having a car show, they just show up for some reason because they have something that they want to show everybody.
You know, it really is a well-oiled machine, if I must say.
It may not look that way, you know, two or three days out. And you can be honest, it's okay.
You know, I'm always a little bit on pins and needles because I don't do pre-registration, but for some reason, everybody loves to come up to Helper, and they love to bring their cars out. It, you know, the car community is just a real fun community to be a part of, and everyone comes out, supports each other, and gives each other a pat on the back, and it's just fun.
And Gary, I'm going to ask you, really, you're a car guy. Everybody knows if they've been to the Lincoln Hotel what kind of vehicles you like and things like that. Do you look forward to this every year, and do you look forward to looking at, like, different things that people have done through the whole year?
Yes, absolutely. It's always fun to see everybody else's stuff, and every year there's always something new. Appears to be getting bigger, more out of town type stuff coming in, so it's always fun seeing somebody else's work and you know what they put their love into.
And it really takes a different breed to be a car guy, doesn't it?
It does. Yes,
it does. A lot of time and dedication, I would say.
A little fanatical.
It's a labor of love. It's a passion, and if you get it, you get it.
Well, that's pretty well put. You know, either it's very hard to find somebody that's like, they're like a fringe, you know, car person. But yeah, and the years and the cars that you guys have in there, it's always a lot of fun. And Mallory, like you were saying, it's not a pre-registration thing. It's you show up Saturday morning.
Yeah, so come out Saturday morning, 9 a.m. We're going to start registration. And come out, bring your cars, get parked, and then what I always find to be a fun tradition is to get those cars parked and then walk across the street over to the River Pavilion and have breakfast and support the Clampers. They do their breakfast there in the pavilion every morning, and it's great. They have ham and eggs and hash browns and pancakes and coffee, and so it's just a good time.
Yeah,
it's a good time
fun.
To get together, break bread together, park at those cars, and just have a good time all day long.
So you said there you can start showing up. How early on Saturday morning can you start showing up?
Well, you know, we always have those early birds who want to be the first ones parked, so we understand. But we will be starting registration at 9 a.m., and then we will be doing awards in the park at 4 p.m. on the Main Street Park stage, and we've got some awesome sponsors this year. We want to give a shout out to Grant Krinkle with Grant's Garage Mahal, who's a sponsor again this year. Becky Driggs with Aunt Nell's Soda Fountain and Gifts. Greg Driggs with the Driggs Mortgage Team. The Regis Club always supports the show. Kate Kilpatrick, local artist with Three on the Tree Gallery. And, of course, Cindy Curry and family, they always support everything going on in Helper with R&A Market, Happiness Within, Balance Rock Eatery and Pub. And then we have Jana Larson. She's volunteering this year. She'll be helping me with registration, and she owns Bug and Bird Mercantile. She'll be sponsoring a plaque this year as well. And then Kylie Howell, who has Friar Tuck's Barbershop right there on Main Street under the Strand. So we've got a lot of great sponsors. And, of course, I don't want to forget Mike James, our buddy with the Outlaw Car Club. He has taught me everything I know about running a car show because I knew nothing.
He's a seasoned veteran.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're learning from one of the best there.
Yeah, he's our buddy.
He makes
he's
it
a
fun
he's and, a great human being. And he helps me every year with the car show. So we want to give a shout out to Mike with Outlaw Antiques
and
there
this
on
year
Main
too,
Street.
Oh, not to interrupt. Were you done with the?
Go ahead. Yep, yeah, that's our sponsor.
I was just going to say what comes to mind also is what we haven't had a lot of, which would be a lot of fun, is motorcycles. If you have some new or old, to bring that type of stuff out would be a lot of fun to see. Because we're basically known as more of a car show, but motorcycles are more than welcome.
Motorcycle, hey, why not, right? If it moves, bring it down.
Right.
Get a look at it. Because, there's always... It may not be much, but it may mean a lot to that person.
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, my husband has his collection there on Main Street and Vintage Motor Company, where he had restored vintage motorcycles for over 30 years, and that's the remainder of his collection that he likes to share with the community. So come in and check it out and bring your bikes, and, yeah, it's going to be a good time.
And it always is. Plus, you're right there. You get the music overflow from the park, and it's Art Festival weekend.
Yeah.
What more do you need?
Exactly.
So once again, if anybody's interested, can they contact you if they've got questions? Anything
sure.
Like that?
Yeah. You can contact me, Mallory DeVincent. My phone number is 435-650-7119. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. And we look forward to seeing everybody Saturday morning, August 20th, 9 a.m., right in front of Bug and Bird Mercantile and Vintage Motor Company, right across from the post office.
So come on down, bring your cars, get registered, and have a great weekend at the Helper Arts Festival Car Show. Gary, Mallory, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We appreciate you taking out the time. I know you're busy people. I'm going to let you go, all right?
Thanks so much. We'll see you guys there.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.